This is St. Louis Public Radio. For the children of Ackerman School in Florissant, the benefits of the annual holiday music program resonate long after the December event. The kids in this K-8 school have a wide range of abilities. Some are on the autism scale. Others use wheelchairs. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports on how a small grant of just a few thousand dollars makes this year's special school district even more special.
A small group of Ackerman's 160 students is rehearsing for their annual holiday song fest.
What shape do we want to make with our mouth when we do the falling? What do we want to do? Everybody say it.
Anthony Volkman is the music teacher. Since 2009, Volkman's spent his summers creating the holiday programs.
We had $400. And, you know, we had basic costuming. We made the sets out of cardboard and paper.
But this year, Volkman's budget is nearly eight times as large, thanks to a $3,000 grant from Merit's marketing company. That means better sets, ready-made hoop skirts and elf outfits, professional lighting, more microphones, and licensed music that lets them go beyond tried-and-true numbers like Frosty the Snowman. Volkman, called Mr. V by some students, says the annual event gives these children a chance to shine.
For some of these kiddos, just coming in the room is tough. Being in front of people is tough, let alone acting, singing, dancing, or pressing a communication button to speak.
12-year-old Clifford Swan wasn't at all sure about his first pageant 4 years ago.
I was so shy. I actually started just turning around. I tried to turn around to my friend, but hey, give me a little word.
But Clifford managed his way through the part, and now, with the approach of this year's event, called North Pole Follies, he feels like a veteran.
It's a lot of confidence when you are around other people. And I feel so, you know, happy, you know. I get to impress people that's out there.
Fifth grader Kyla Dotson also looks forward to this year's production.
Mr. V always has us pumped up about what we're going to do.
She's especially pumped about being one of several Mrs. Santa Clauses who'll channel Aretha Franklin.
Find out what it means to me, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Take care.
It shows that women need a little respect, not just cleaning up the house and cleaning up for after men or after anybody.
Kids who don't feel comfortable on stage or in crowds still participate in the pageant. Volkman will record a small group singing a sleigh ride song and show their video as part of the performance. A number called Blitzen's Boogie features all the reindeer, Ackerman kids who use wheelchairs, and teachers who help them carry off the choreography.
We turn down the line, to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left.
Andre Alexander's 11-year-old daughter, Kendall, is part of this rousing number.
Kendall is nonverbal in terms of being able to communicate with words. Now, trust me, she communicates in her own way. The way Kendall lets you know she's enjoying it, she's clapping, she's shaking her head, she's got the biggest grin on her face.
When the big day comes, Alexander will see his daughter on stage in costume for the first time.
Makes me want to cry. really, because you see other kids, we have, you know, our son, we've seen him in numerous things, and she's gotten to participate in some things, but nothing like this. So, yeah, it's really a big deal.
The performance takes place December 15th. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.
Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you.